Pei Sif Tes. Okay, so the halacha is if a goy does work for if a non Jewish person does work for the Jew in certain scenarios, the halacha is that the item which is brought becomes muksa. The item which is made, etc., you can't take benefit. Can't get benefit from the item. You can't get benefit from the items. The item is muksa. But the main point is you can't get benefit from the work that he's done. So the issue which he dealt with in Sif Ches was in a case where there was no malacha involved. It was brought from outside of the tchum. So that itself is brought from outside of the tchum. So the halacha is, see if the guy brings it for himself, so you're allowed to, the Jew is allowed to use it. If the guy brings it for a Jew, the halacha is that the person who it's brought for cannot use it. Other people could, and if it's not muksa, because some people could use it, it has a usage. But the person himself was brought for his family, his guests, whoever, you know, the group that it was brought for cannot benefit from it, eat it, etc., whatever that would be.
Here's a question on that. Let's say it's an unspecified group of people. So just somebody just brought it, and whoever wants it can have it.
So over there, the scenario is we say, let's say he brought it to sell or to give to her. So we say he usually has in mind what the majority of the town, let's say the town is, whatever.
Yeah.
So the majority of the town is not Jewish. He has in mind for the non-Jews. The majority is Jewish, except in the scenario which, let's say, there's a very prominent person there in the city, which is the main player of the city, and he's Jewish or vice versa. Otherwise, we assume it falls majority.
So in the situation, I know the Jewish people there like this kind of cake, so I'm going to bring it to the synagogue and they can have this cake. So would it, for that situation, would the entire shul be
not benefit because it was brought for the Jews?
Okay.
Okay. So now. We don't know whether it was brought from outside of the tomb or not. So normally we have a rule that we have a question, and this is a rabbinic prohibition. So we normally would assume that we are able to allow to be lenient because it's a drabona. However, the law is that it's awesome. It's not mutter, it's awesome. So Mishnah Berurah will say, well, why is that? Because we have a rule, we spoke about this before, that even though there's a rule that we have a question on the Issa Drabana, a rabbinic prohibition where we're lenient, not when you have another option. And you can wait for a few hours and it'll be mutter anyway. Well, here you can wait until Shabbos and use it. So there's no loss of waiting that we asked you to wait. So you can't use it. Now, this question is Dafka Ben Yehudi Shana Shari Ima Beer. It's a non-Jew, does not live there, and he specifically brought it. We're not sure when he brought it, etc. Ben Yehudi Shari Ima Beer, he lives in the city, Paris, Hamasui Beer, and the fruits could be found near the town and further away. And Lachish Misabu Beer, not required to contemplate the possibility he brought it from outside of the tomb. Why should he? He was here. His fruit's close by. He probably brought it from the close area. He has two houses. One is within the tomb area, one is beyond the tomb area. And he shows up in town for this item. Was he coming from? Was this item stored in his inside tomb house or his outside tomb house? So the halacha in that situation, tell him the halacha, feel the mishum would be sure. So in that situation where there's a clear way to say that why we can say believe that it's that it was brought from in a permitted way, we're not required to contemplate the other possibility.
So, for modern day tefillin, are they common around, let's say, the East Coast, the United States?
Tefillin is still an issue. Tefillin is still an issue in the sense of as long as the city expands, there's no halacha of tefillin.
Yeah.
And even if you say theoretically you have a situation where the city ended, and there's another house, just one individual house, and it's within 140 feet of the end of the city, you know, that where the houses are, that extends the tchum. Not just for itself, but the whole tchum. That one house moves the whole... Let's say that, imagine that the city is 5 miles wide. Right? This one house moves the whole tchum up 5 miles wide. So there's another house that's 140 feet after that, does the same thing again. So you can keep extending the tchum.
So it
like
has
that.
To be a rectangle shape?
The tchum is calculated rectangle.
So here... Go beyond the house.
The tomb goes about 4,000 feet after the end of this, where the city ends, goes 4,000 feet. However, this is a very common issue, is a superhighway, and the reality of a superhighway is that with the right-of-way and the road itself, all those things, adds up to much more than that distance. So if I theoretically have an issue with tomb within the city itself. Whereas if I live in the Woodside area and I have to cross the Beltway, by the time I get to the other side, my tomb ticker starts, possibly in some places. So that's a new city. It's not an extension of this city. It's a brand new separate city.
Because of Rishus HaRavim?
It's not a question of Rishus HaRavim. It's a question of an empty gap where there's nobody living there.
Ah, okay. Okay.
Right? So if I want to cross over 270 and go to... I had a situation, this is a very common issue, when somebody goes to the hospital to Shady Grove on Shabbos. So he goes out to Shady Grove on Shabbos. So going there, obviously he's going there because there's some medical emergency he's allowed to get there. What about coming back? Because once you pass the school, so you can't go back in. If you stay where you are, so they can stay in the hospital, but they can't come back. Unless there's a medical reason why, which would cause them to come back. So you have to sit there and actually calculate on the map and work out. 270 is wide enough to create that gap. So you have from there 2,000 amas straight, and you can move as much as you want within that 2,000 amas. If you go beyond that, you can't come back in.
Uh-huh. But how about actually on the highway itself? Is that no man's land, or how does that work?
No, once you have that gap, the tomb starts from where it ends on this side, the last house on this side.
Okay.
So if here's your right of way, but 50 feet before your right of way is the last house, you know, all the law in that whole area. Because that's just the way they have the ordinance, whatever it is. That's going to be when you're, if it's less than a certain amount, you ignore it. But once more than that, we don't ignore it. So this is your last house. That's when you start coming to the mountains.
Okay.
So Tsum does have practical applications nowadays.
I gathered that highways, provided that there is no way under them or over them.
Even if there is, the point is that's not a Rishus HaRavim issue. The issue is if you have a gap, it's different cities, and each one has its own tool.
What defines a highway? What defines the highway?
It's a question of width. Well, the width is not so significant.
We're talking 16 amos? That's nothing.
No. The width is 140. The width is
140
amos is 280 feet.
Oh.
Which, you know, sounds like a lot. 280 feet is not a lot. Most of the superhighway right of ways, you know, the 270, the 5 lanes this way, 5 lanes that way, you know, and with the median in the middle and the right of way here and the right of way there, it's more than 290 feet.
Yeah, I'm not good at estimating distance, but I wonder about major streets as well. Do they not?
Major streets don't usually have that. The average lane width of a lane and highways is 12 feet, and city streets can be 8 to 10 feet.
So if this rabbi career doesn't work out, then you could have a city.
Go city planning. I supposed to become an architect. That was the original plan, but I don't want to become an architect. So the width of highway lanes is 12 feet. But, you know, so you can do your math there. You have 5 lanes this way, that's 60 feet. 5 lanes that way, that's 60 feet. Median in the middle, and adds a little bit there, a little bit there, and you can see it's very easy to get the large. Okay. Mishpros is if Putnam Zion. Listen, I can make up any number, you can leave me anyway, right?
Yeah.
Okay. I have to say, because they're the kula, even though normally we assume that a question of a rabbinic prohibition, we are lenient. Also, so here we prohibit it. Because you have a way, instead of using the relying on the permission of a doubt, you can wait till a little bit of time, it'll become clearly mut. How is that? That shall happen on Erev, wait till the night time. Like we mentioned before, and I pointed out, however, if you would have an item which you could not wait with, it would deteriorate till you waited. So something of that sort, so then it's not called, it's the actual material. It doesn't have a head to, but you can't wait till the evening. If you wait till the evening, it will deteriorate. Most things don't usually deteriorate at that point. Oh, sir? Now, Shabur points out, and this is the Machloikis. The Shulchan Aruch just wrote the opinion. He just left this unattributed. He just wrote one opinion without attributing to anybody, saying, "Well, these people hold this." No, this is the fact. Like the opinion which holds that it's prohibited in a case of death. Okay, Kosovo says to Zion. And he says later on the same thing. Now, the Loika Dasa Matirim, the Beis Yosef brings another opinion that suffix is permitted. Who Dasa Yeshua, Mushim Siv Zion. He mentioned before in Siv Zion, the case of suffix, right? So the first opinion said was Dasar. And then he said, Yeshua, bring the Erev that it's Mutter. Right. So in other words, so over here, there's a concurrent muksa problem. So that's going to be there anyway. Anyway, but the tum issue or the malacha issue, the benefit of malacha issue, is not us. So over here also be the same thing. Over here, there's no muksa problem. He said, so only other people can use it. The other problem is for him. Well, him, we have a solution. Now, we want to point out the following. There they're talking about, the case that they're arguing about was a case of a person that the non-Jew didn't work for the Jew. Not just bring it outside the tomb. He took it off of the tree, so he harvested it, he trapped that, he caught the fish, he caught the animal, where you're dealing with the Malach of the Rice. So there we said, it's also on Shabbos, it's smoke, so it's being Shabbos. But you could lose it, it wasn't usable by any Jew because it was attached to the tree. So there's a muksa issue right away. Nothing with the goy doing any work here. Right away it's muksa. Then the goy does the malach. We say it's also on Shabbos, then it's also muksa Shabbos. The amount of time it takes to do that work. Here we say, we said, by bringing mitzvah outside of the tomb, the same malach. For the person that it's brought for, it's not muksa to move it, but you can't eat it on Shabbos. And even after Shabbos, the time it takes to do that job, to bring it from outside of the tomb. Here he's saying that it's the case of Sofik, it's also on the day. However, according to that opinion, even Motzei Shabbos is prohibited. The time it takes to have accomplished such a job, to mokum, Motzei Shabbos in lahakum b'zeh. This far we're not going to take the chum. In the case of Suffolk, there's an argument. So at least Motzei Shabbos, we're going to rely on the leading opinion. You can use it right away. I feel a bit valid with who's in the room. Yeshua and Dave Circle, I have the relation. Yeah, I was sent to another test. Came a sovereign, go bottom Yeshua's in my mouth. So, even in a case where definitely came outside of the room, there's some people who permit it. So, for sure, in this case, you're going to permit it. In a case where, then he said, in a case where the guy lives in the town, and look at me, sovereign. We're not required to contemplate the possibility. There are more presents and fascinating concept. Why is that? It's a soffit. It wasn't brought from outside the school. It was brought from inside the school. That's the case of soffit. So I said, well, yeah, but I know he lives here. And he has two options. Again, well, why do you assume that the heter, maybe you just assume the iser. So there's a concept in Halacha called kan nimsu kan hoyu. This is where you find it. This is where it came. This is where it was. Now, what's the logic behind it? So at least some are trying to understand that logic under the umbrella of the concept of chazaka. There's a concept of halacha known as chazaka. Chazaka is learned from a pasuk. It's not a svara. It's not a logical thing. It's based on a pasuk. Chazaka says, based on a pasuk, if there was a status quo, we assume now the classical case of chazaka is projecting from the past to now. Okay, what is that? For example, a woman's married to a kohen. She's not a kohen. She can't eat truma unless she has. And not kohen can't eat truma. She marries. She can eat truma. Her husband goes out of town for 3 days. Maybe dies in a car accident. She not eat truma. I don't know. No contact with the guy. Nobody contact. I don't know he's alive. Because Zaka says, last time he saw him, he was alive. He's still alive. He didn't know. Based on the puzzle. Okay? They measured the mikvah 3 weeks ago. They said the mission mikvah has enough water. I haven't been measured today. I know it's a kosher mikvah. I don't know. Maybe there's not enough water in it. We didn't measure it today. Unless we measured it, it was full. It's still full. So we know otherwise. That's the concept of chazaka. That works. It's called chazaka the meikara. What was originally, we assume, is still there. What about the other round? We have no knowledge of what was before. We have a knowledge of what's now. So there is a concept where it says, if I found it here, if this is its reality, so I assume that was its reality the whole time. You see, if I knew a reality, I assume reality is continued. So the logic of this dictate, if I know the reality now, I also assume that always was the reality. I assume reality continues. So how does reality come? Does it happen right now? No. It was here before also. So Kan Nipsu Kan Oyu is basically a flip side of the idea of the zone. So if I found the Paris here, the Paris are available here, the person has a house here, maybe they came from outside the school. Now I don't have to ask that question. I assume they came from here. So that's the logic why we are not required to contemplate the possibility of coming outside the school. Even if he has two houses, the house of Bezayesh and Nisabik, Shehavir and Be'abai, Shehesh and Chuzis, maybe he brought this from the wrong house, the house beyond the floor. No, we assume leniency. That comes to Nisabik, Elevani, Hunish, Ela, Dira, Klav, and Tevatum. When do we are required to be stringent? A goy has no option. He must have come outside. When did he pick this thing up along the way? I don't know. He doesn't live here. Doesn't have a house here. He came here from somewhere else. Did he bring this thing from where he was? Did he find it along the way? Three feet before he entered into the city? I don't know. But that's a valid stuff. Then I have to ask the question. We found it here, we assume it was from here. Fascinating halacha, fascinating application of the concept of halacha.
So how is he coming down? He's not really directly addressing the case of if there is no bias, he doesn't have a bias.
So that's the case of suffering. Right, that's what Shulchan Aruch said. I mean, there has no diri here. So where did he come from? He didn't come from here. He came from outside of the city. Which means so probably he's outside of the city. The only question is, when did he get this item? That already, I don't know. Okay. Any Yehudi should be laying mind with Mehenta before she reshus and yachta the reshus and yachta. The pit can be many times to be reshus and yachta. Reshus and yachta is pretty easy. If you have an item which is 4 tefachim wide or 4 tefachim, 16 inches by 16 inches, and it's 40 inches deep. So you're going to have a well, which is a very easy well to Rosh Hashanah. The place where the well is situated very easily can be Rosh Hashanah. So the guy drew the water out of the well to where he was standing. From Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah. So he did the malach on the right, so and so. He filled up his big bucket, gave his animal a drink, he had some water left over. My animal is my Jewish animal, I'm a Jewish person, a Jewish animal. Can I use that water for my animal to drink? So the guy filled it up, mutter, he saw the hashes, bam, bam, says, can I use that water? But for who? That's only true. Shana Ain Arena Yehudi Makira. The guy doesn't, is not friendly with him. He doesn't really know. So then we say, well, he drew it for me. He drew it for himself, but he drew it too much. But if he knows me and he sees me walking down the road, he says, hey, you know what, might as well drunk water anyway, might as well have a mind for that Jew down the road. We're not concerned in case he doesn't know me, he's not going to draw extra water for me. But if he knows me, it's very possible while he's drawing already, he might draw some extra for me.
Then we have to fight you.
Then you're okay. Maybe the Mayim, the Tzarek Mamas, the guy did do it for the Jew. Also, because of the Tashmish, he can't use it for anything. I feel he's allowed for even another Jew. And that's really like the case of we differentiate between when it's brought from outside of the school, other people can use it. If it's brought, if it's a malacha was done, other people can't use it. So here, malacha was done, the malacha was done, he carried from Shuziyah. Now, let's say we really bore Shuziyah at the Carmelist. It went from a well, which was Shuziyah, into the street, which was only a Carmelist. It wasn't wide enough. So it's only the Nisidra of Mona. Then, put on the Akhar Shalom, Mila Bishalom. So the Jew who was gone for can't benefit from it. But another Jew can use it. Now, a go be Yeshua Kilim go ahead. This a lot is different. What's the prohibition? The prohibition is we have two reasons why Chazal said you can't benefit from this. One is because you might ask for it. One is because we don't want you benefiting from the malach of a nacho.
What's the reason?
Chazal did not want you to benefit from the malach of an Isra and an Isra Balach Hashem. Rashi says you shouldn't be in the henna. You shouldn't benefit from it. There's nothing like benefit from this. And Rashi says, because you might ask him to have to do it. Now, if the prohibition is benefit, there's a whole series of halachas that are the air of it. How you get water out of that well, halachas will be permitted. So the guy didn't do it. But are you really benefiting? Do you have a way to get it anyway? If the issue is you might ask him, you might ask him, it's more convenient than to ask the guy to bring it from the well to you in your house and go to the well, stick your head inside the well, and drink it inside of the well, whatever you might, you know, whatever the case is. Right? But if the problem is benefiting, you're not really benefiting, because our ways to get it bad.
So I don't understand the big difference between this one and the previous sif that we just did, sim that we just had. So this one seems, one's just dealing with water, and the other one where we're bringing something from outside the room is almost, it's the same thing. Almost like one's going from one rishus to another rishus. Correct?
It's not, it's a suffix, meaning it's not focused on it's not a vocal
but yes, correct. One of the lama test malachas is the malacha of carrying from Rosh Hashanah. Yochid Rosh Hashanah. That's one issue. The second issue is even my caring for the Yochid Rosh Hashanah, I can't walk beyond my food. My items can't go beyond my food. So I can't have a guy carry something for me. He's carrying it from the field to the field. The field is carnal. It's my house, which is Rosh Hashanah. That's not above the rice.
Okay.
But over here, we're dealing with the well was Rosh Hashanah, and the road was Rosh Hashanah.
Okay.
Now he says, some say even if you brought it there, Rosh Hashanah, Tzarek Yisrael, through the Rosh Hashanah, for the Jew, what the law of Lishas Mehem, you can drink it. How can you drink it? Oh, the Efshel Enoch Sham will Lishas, because you can go there and drink it. Yeah, it's more convenient, it brings it to you, but you theoretically could have went there, so you're not really benefiting. The Yesh Matirim after Chachila. That they actually will see that they actually allow themselves that you can actually ask the guy to do it for you because you don't really benefit. Now, the Mishnah Berurah points out a real big problem where this comes. Why is it? This issue is in ex post facto in the Bidiyavad, it was already done. Is there a provision of benefit? You still have an issue. You can't ask a guy to malach of you on Shabbos, but I'm not really benefiting. I don't. I'm not. There's a lot of light in the room. I can't ask a guy to add some more light. There's a lot of light there already. So I'm not benefiting.
Is there a pasuk that that's based on?
What is an issur? There's an issur of mirlach. Mirlachim is we said at the beginning of the simon. There is one prohibition of asking the guy. There's one prohibition of having the guy do work for you. There's one prohibition of benefiting from the work that he did. Three separate issues. So if I want to ask the guy on Shabbos to do work for me on Tuesday, I can't do that either. I can't ask the guy to do work for me on Shabbos. I can't have a guy do work for me on Shabbos. I ask him on Tuesday, do work for me on Shabbos. It doesn't help. He can't be doing work for me on Shabbos. And I have a third problem is if he did it, can I benefit from it? So you can't move from a sin that's not called benefit, therefore you're allowed to do it, ask him to do it. But the Ramah says there's some sin you could do. Okay, no, go ahead to learn how to kill any Yehudi, the Havi Shecher, Mishad Devorim, there of Carmel, is Ibele Eir. People are in Naim. They ask the Goy to bring you beer, or whatever they used to bring, through a Carmel. So it's this Melachad Rabbana. So, or in case there was no Eir, so you're dealing with Rabbana. Rabbi Shecher, the Hachmad, we should not be doing this. We should not be making. We should not do that. The Melachad, and then because you gotta kill him, the Tzarek Shabbos, Ubashasatka. We don't have to protest and stop them in a case where they're asking you going to do it, this is Rabban. So we have the issue of asking guys in this is Rabban. What you're asking them to do is this is Rabban. So it's called, that's referred to in Malachas as Shus the Shus. Shus is another name for the rabbinic prohibition that Chazal asked. Chazal expanded the concept of resting in Shabbos. There's a miss in the right. So there's an issue of the Malachas that Shus, stop. Rest. That's it. So it's a shoes to shoes. And so the shoes to shoes is mutter in the case if you have a real bona fide need on Shabbos. It's Tzarek Mitzvah, Tzarek Shabbos, Tzarek Chayla.
Just owning Shabbos.
Just owning is not normally enough. But he says in a case, the Moshe says in a case where they're doing it, Tzarek Shabbos and Mishas Atzak, there was a real need. So yes, the Hakam of Miriam, then Yehudi, let's start. So she's barbasim and shinzayin, kol shkein b'chayagam. So if we have, so for the place where you couldn't drink the water, so the only thing you could drink on Shabbos was the shake, and there's nothing to drink. That's called a valid sir. So the person sit the whole Shabbos without drink is a valid sir. So I can ask the guy who schlepped the drink through the carvelist to bring it to me. Shoes to shoes, welcome, sir.
The extra material that we're talking about first is talking about an actual deraisa.
There are some who say it's mutter. Says, and the minute we came to do it by Yisrael Rabban.
So he doesn't like the minhag. He's not thrilled with the minhag to ask the boy to do it. Yes, the rabbanan. And certainly he doesn't like
it. Correct. Correct. That is correct.
So, if we are dealing with Rishus or Yachid here,
well, he switched to the middle. The last case of Moses was not Rishus or Yachid.
Right. But if we're dealing with Rishus or Yachid, he's going to bring something from Rishus or Yachid. And I think there's a concept where if you keep moving, you go from Rishus or Yachid to Rishus or Yachid without stopping, there is some leniency there. So, if you
want.
That's a derabbanan.
So without stopping, according to Tosis and Ervin, and we'll see that when we get to Ervin, not so far away anymore.
So that would be one way of getting the well water into your house in that sense. You could actually ask him to do that. Just don't stop.
Make sure he doesn't stop. Right. Okay. So he said, okay, the guy drew water for his animal. So the Jew can use the leftover water if they don't know each other. Because we aren't worried that the guy will draw extra water for the Jew. Okay. Shana Yudi, Ain Yudi Makir. The guy doesn't know him. The Makir, if the guy knows him, Avshan Yudi also La'atzma is also. Even if the guy did it for himself, it's still also. Normally, the guy doing it for himself is mutter. Why over here is it also? Because over here there's a new problem. The guy's a Shema Yarba and Yudi lead lights to be Shmoy. Because they're afraid the guy will draw extra water for him, for the Jew. Finally, come on, and sit button, some of them. They feel a dollar shall be for Yisrael. Also, even the Jew wasn't standing there, it's still Osir, but that's only if the guy knows the Jew needs water. The guy knows the Jew needs water for his animal or for himself. The Jew's not there, but they know each other. So the Jew comes along and says, I want to use the water. You know what? Maybe the guy might have a mind. You know, my neighbor needs, let me get a little extra for him.
Does this mean the guy knows that the Jew's not allowed to do it at all?
No.
Something he might do during the week as well.
Yeah. We're afraid he might do extra for him. We'll talk about that more later on. So now the law is you can't use the water for anything. You can't drink it, obviously. But you might think that maybe I can use it for something else because it's not its main use. That's not prohibited. No. You can't use the water for anything. Okay?
Is that only on Shabbos or ever?
And Motzi Shabbos. Motzi Shabbos, where there she is.
Time protective.
Okay. Phil Yisrael Acher. Now, if it went from Rishus Yachar to a Carmelis, I'm sorry. Still going on, if it's Rishus Yachar to Rishus Arabim, so then even another Jew cannot use it. Now, so the Jew himself, I understand, if you allow it, he might come and do extra for it. The other Jew, what's that about? Phil Yisrael Acher, the Kibbutz, the Sabbath, the Malach of the Raisa, Mishri Yisrael, the Maisa, the Goy did the Malach for a Jew. Also, Chayyim and Amos above, that no Jew should benefit from the Malach of Daran Shabbos.
We were talking about the only time that we come up with the idea that another Jew
is permitted is by itself. If you look at the Mishnah Shabbos, see the Mem Tessi points it out. No, I'm sorry. It's the next piece.
If you brought like a person something for a Yidden Shabbos, right? You brought it in from outside the phone, into the phone, whatever it was. And let's say he brought it even before the Jewish.
can eat on Shabbos, but after Shabbos, he has to just wait. He just has to wait the amount of time that it took the guy to do the malacha.
Right.
So, but if he gave it to another Jew, right, this piece of food or whatever it was, so then that other Jew would be much for him even on Shabbos.
Right.
So over here, the Mayim, if the Ein Yehudi drew water for himself, or even if he drew it, you're saying if he drew it specifically for a yid, then it's also for all yid, no matter what, on Shabbos.
Right.
But if he did it for himself, and then he said, "Oh, I don't want the water. Maybe I'll give it to my neighbor Jew. I know, or I'll give it to my neighbor Jew who wants water." Then could he give it to another Jew, and then that would be mutter for him on Shabbos?
Okay.
I feel Arab to Shabbos. He also has a Shia Shahu Sweetest Chadash. After Shabbos, you have to wait enough time for the Bible, the time it would take to draw new water. That's all you have to wait. However, he said that if he went from the well, which is sitting up, to a Carmelist, that's what? For somebody else. Right? So, they know the Lachan Rabbonim, but he's still out. And he said, Rabbonim, another Jew is a lot of benefit, but not with Sivkes. And that the Shartian says, there's one opinion that says, it's not only that even Milachas Rabbonim are also for other people, only Tchum is Mutter. So that he's saying, no. Here we're going to say, it's any Rabbonim. Case of the Rabbonim, the other people which it wasn't done for, they can benefit.
Yes, that could be a lot, that could have very wide
applications. So that would only be a Yachid to accomplish it, but if it was Yachid, it would still be awesome. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
That would have
lots of
tremendous
application. We have Machlokas about how to define a Carmelist, you know, whether he requires 600,000
right.
How would that come into play here since we've got.
Right, so,
Mishmur comes out of within that halacha. We'll get to this show. That issue in Machmor and the Machlokas, especially when you're dealing with any living Jews in the Rice. Is it with Rabbanah you can make?
But here we're dealing with Rabbanah.
But the answer is you can't benefit. That's the Rabbanah. But anyway, we're making. It's not like Mishmur. We make an error, we'll be making.
I'm saying, let's say you personally don't, you know, in general make use of the earth for that reason. But in this situation, you're dealing with a.
Some say, even if the guy brought it there from the Shiz Rabbim, you're allowed to drink it because it's not called really called benefiting. Because you could have went to drink it anyway. You didn't have to bring it to you. You could have went there. Hold after. The Chosim, they handed him a Melech Shabbos, and he would even Shabbos again. So the guy himself, the person he's brought for, he can't use it because that's clearly the guy doing it for the Jew. That's an issue of you might ask the guy. But the other issue which says other people are also because you benefit from a Melech Shabbos. I'm not really benefiting. I can do it myself. Came natural labor in the central board with the shoes band. Look for the Shabbos. I can go in the person allowed to go into the board and drink the water. The doctor Behemta also the actual unleashed choice was asked before. Water brought for the animal can't really go down to the board so easily to come out. Whereas the person can just scramble down, get something to scramble up. Go down on the rope, and, you know. If the case wasn't a boar, it was a river. Shemshal Vishkai is Misham Kuf. Animal could go to the water for the river and drink. Or in the case where the boar was surrounded by a fence, which was large enough to accommodate the animal, and the fence made it Yachid, so again, the animal could have went there. So you actually have to show the Hashkoisa, look, little shots. God can you move to the same thing as the Keshba.
This water had to come from a place that would be also required for the
the Jew to get it on Shabbos.
No, it would be impossible for the Jew.
Right. So if it was an impossible place for a Jew to get it, that's where it's possible. If it was a place where it was possible for him to get this water, and he could have done it himself, so even the Indian would be bringing him on Shabbos, we would put it on for him on Shabbos.
There's not really benefit.
Okay.
Now,
but if he is benefiting, because someone's doing it, still doing it for somebody for him. Even though technically speaking, I could go into a board and get the water myself, the fact is that I didn't go to the board and do it myself. I'm sitting pretty in my apartment.
That's not called real benefit.
That's not real benefit. Because if you really wanted it, you could have gone.
Yeah.
Does that mean you have a maid? She could use the dishwasher physically wash them.
See, this is we're dealing over here with benefit. We're not dealing with the issue of having to go to work for you. This is all in the case of the ex post facto. But again, can I benefit from the malacha that they did? We're not discussing how to do it. I can't ask the guy to do this for me.
No, I'm not talking about asking.
Yeah, right. So
that's like part of your duty. You don't tell the person to go ahead and say,
you don't want to ask that question.
Okay,
because you don't want to hear the answer.
I can't afford it. Maybe when I can afford one, maybe we'll get that.
No, it's, you know, there are some places. So I have a catering hall, right? I have a catering hall, right? I have a Shabbat Rebbe booked Friday night. I have a Kiddush booked Shabbos morning, and I have a Pidyon HaBen, or I have, a Siyum Masechta booked for Shabbos. Right? I need to get all my dishes washed and the place clean three times a job. Right. So now, if I were to watch this on Shabbos, I use cold water with Levitate. I can't use a sponge. I can't use a dishwasher machine. I can't use. In some cases, I can't even break down the oil, which is ready to congeal. Right. So listen. Going to do any of this stuff. He decided to use a dishwasher because it's more convenient for him. I didn't ask him to use a dishwasher.
Right.
I didn't say he should use hot water. That was his own decision.
Right.
I didn't say he should use a sponge. I didn't ask him. I said, quick, I wash the dish. And I just walked away and did it all on his own. Oh, that's not our question. We said, that's both.
Okay.
My problem with that is. Okay. I said, fine. If you tell me that on Tuesday afternoon, when you say wash the dishes, and you come back 3 minutes later and you see him using no sponge, no dishwasher, and cold water, you say, fine. You're right. The word wash dishes means cold water. But if Tuesday afternoon he doesn't, you fire him. Because everybody knows wash dishes means with cold water. So what? That can't play games. You know that command was you with the dishwasher. That's what the command was. He knows that Tuesday he tried it, he got to look at it.
Well, even if he didn't say anything, he just went ahead.
He's hard. He's hard. He knows what the job is. The job is to make sure that everything. I wasn't asked to, right? So there I go. So this issue comes up, which is complicated. This issue comes up. So the guy wants the map, using a map with feet. So can he have going to just get his map job? So you have a major spill. Right? Shomrei Hall, major spill.
Right.
So the animal itself did not stop them if they used it. We didn't tell them they have to use the mop. They have another option.
They could do it. It sounds like the hill care in this case and the dishes is not, there's no way he's going to be able to do either as good or certainly as fast, certainly even as good a job by hand.
Right, the problem is there is a lock when a guy does a lock on your property and you see him, you have to stop. So in that situation, you make sure you run the other way, right? You know, I mean,
where you know it's being done for you.
Yeah.
So if you saw the boy using a dishwasher, you have to tell him that you can't use the dishwasher shot.
Right.
But if you weren't there and it happens to have been done that way, you can still hear it.
Yeah, but you can't have a situation like Kila set off that you know he's using a dishwasher. dishwasher for you. And he knows that means with the dishwasher. You can't have a guard that works for you on Shabbos.
So we should actually tell him in advance, tell him he's a dishwasher.
Right. That's what, but there are places which are bad to it.
And the same for using hot water?
Yeah. The whole thing. If you want to have three, if you want to have three events on Shabbos, if you can't do it, you can't do it. You don't book three events. You don't have three events. You tell the person, I'd love to do it for you. I don't have additions. I got a problem. So if you're willing to, I'll give it to you for the cost. I need to go out. We'll split the cost. I use additions again anyway. I got to go buy out 1,000 additions. And run into the third event. That's fine. Okay, good. So we'll put the fish away in the freezer, so they won't get them.
You could wash it with cold water and with a sponge.
Yeah, but by hand, cold water with a special sponge, 1,000 dishes.
I know.
I didn't say the thing, but he understands. But you need to say, listen, it's a winter afternoon. The kids is over at 12:30, and by 2:30, you have everything set up. But I didn't tell you to use the dishwasher. I have difficulty accepting it. So, I do.
But that sounds like if you could do it, it's just a matter of time. He has enough time that he could do it by hand. Sort of like the issue of you leave your clothes with the launderer.
See, first, on property doesn't work normally that alone. Say, and that's only a person who's not working for you. He's working as a contractor. The person working for you is called, he's doing malacha for you on job. So that halacha doesn't apply over here. Okay. Let's just finish off this point over here. So actually, it needs to show it's special book of Shabbos. Come give me mutter. The after Yehudi Habi there for Zerabim Beisir. The mice of the goy brought it to you for Zerabim. Well, cost him the Henry will have the Shabbos. You're not benefiting it. Kibush Shabbos. I know you're chalei Hanis for the Chilul Shabbos. You could get that same Hanor without the Chilul Shabbos. Now, how we promise there Habi and Yehudi mime the behemta be bar shuv shas a yochid. Amr shas a rabbim. They don't mind. He has shalash goy to behemta. You couldn't have got it, Matthew. How sheesh lem gam nohor sheesh laskosh mishram osir. But well, he could have went to the river instead. He didn't go to the river. He went to the well. You can't get from that well. That the kaponim elu maim elu shehebi makam sheesh lo lishchos mehem. So even though this water that I benefit from, I could not get any other way except rinse. So that's really awesome. I benefit from the shop. I don't need it because I could have went to the river instead. That even this opinion doesn't say as much.
So
I'm not really benefiting because I could get something else. That's not the same thing. Over here, I'm getting the same thing. This item that I got, but I really am using this item. Am I benefiting from what he did? The answer is no, because I can have this item without it. But I can't get this item without it. I get a different item.
That's the river water would actually be
equal. Right. That's holding. I don't want to see this on for tomorrow.